Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Beitz, a Daf Lamed. We begin the brand new fourth Perek, and we start at the very bottom of Chof Teso Midbeis with the new Perek with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, Hamevi Kadei Yayin, if a person on Yontif is carrying barrels of wine, Mimokum Mokum, from one place to another place, so the concern is that this looks too much like weekday activity. Now Rashi does point out that this is B'soch HaTchum O Ayidei Erev, so there's no concern over here with the actual action of carrying. So you're not allowed to go and bring these barrels from one place to the other place in the normal way. So therefore, lo yaviim besal ubekupa. You're not allowed to put a couple of these barrels into one larger container. So actually says, lo se shalosh v'arba besoch kupa. You can't put three or four of them into a larger container. V'yisom and carry them in that fashion. Mishum denira kamaisa dechol lo seis masos. Because it looks too much like a weekday activity where you're carrying a lot of barrels and it looks like you're bringing them to the office to go or to the store to go and sell them, and that you're not allowed to do. So you can't go and do this on Yontif. The Toldos Yaakov brings out an interesting idea. He says, this specifically is written over here, Hamevi, in the singular, a single person. The rest of this parak is going to be talking about plural. For example, a notlim, you're not allowed to take. And he says, if you had written this in the plural, you might think only if two people are doing it that it's not allowed. But one person would be allowed to bring it, but kupa achas. So therefore, he comes to tell us that this is a concept of af shamil, so it's too much of a public fanfare, and that's why it's forbidden, even for one person to go and do this. And Rashi specifically mentioned over here that you have to do this within the Tchum or Ayidei Erev, so he's teaching us that this is only if it's on outdoors. But the Beis Yosef brings down, this is Dafka B'Rishus HaRabim, that it's also the Beis, so in your house, to go and carry it from one Zavis to another Zavis. You have to bring a bunch of boxes from your living room to your dining room or vice versa, so then you would be allowed to go put them into a larger basket and carry them in that fashion. Alternatively, the Ramah brings down that this is, again, to teach us that you're not allowed to do this from city to city, ear to ear. That's why it has to say, Rashi brings down that it's within the Tchum or Ayidei Erev. But, again, this is only when this is a situation that looks very much like it's public fanfare and that it's going to be publicly visible. But internally, privately, there is no concern. However, Tosus disagrees. Tosus says that no, it's forbidden even mizovis lezovis inside your own house, because Roshus Rabbin's also mishum shenira ka'osa letzorichol. In the public, it looks like it's you're doing it for business purposes. But he brings down from the Gemara in Shabbos that Rav says if it's also because of people seeing it, like a maris ayin concern, so then afilu bechadre chadorim, it's also then it's also in private as well. Does point out that on Shabbos it's different, because on Shabbos you can't carry it outside, so there is no concern. However, on Yontif, where you could carry it outside, and this is because of the Xera people seeing it, so therefore it's also even Bechadre Chador. So again, back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to go move it from place to place in a Sal or a Kupa. However, Avol Mevi Hu Al Kesefa, but you can carry it. Now we have the Girsa Olaf on him, either on your shoulders or in front of you. On the side that brings down the Girsa in the Yerushalmi is that Al Kesefa Lefonav, on your shoulders in front of you, you'll have to go and carry it. Rashi does have the Girsa Olafonav, means in your hands. Either you can carry it on your shoulders or you can carry it on your hand in front of you. That is allowed. If you're bringing straw from one place to another place, you can't go and sling it around on your shoulder and carry it behind you, because that looks too much like a zilzul in Yontif, Rashi says. It looks like, oh, he's doing a lot of work over there. Look at that big thing that he's carrying. Or he must be carrying it far away to his office or to his store, like it was a regular weekday, and therefore it's a zilzul in Yontif. That's what Rashi explains. So therefore, when you're going and taking the straw, you shouldn't put it in the normal way behind you. But you can carry it in your hand. That's not the normal way that people would do this if they were carrying it for a long distance or to their store. Furthermore, the Mishnah tells us, Umatzchilim, now return to Lamed Amud Aleph, Ba'arei Mas Tevin. You're allowed to go and start taking firewood from a straw that hasn't been opened beforehand. As Rashi points out, Lahasik, you're using the straw, which normally would be used, let's say, for building, so here you're using it for firewood. Even though you didn't designate this before Yontif to be firewood, to use a straw for burning, and you weren't normally taking it from this for firewood purposes, Bahashta Mashma the Leslie Muksa. And therefore, Rashi points out that therefore our Mishnah says that there is no concept of Muksa, even though it was set aside theoretically for something else to be used for the straw and not for burning purposes. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go and start from this arema, from this pile of straw, you're allowed to go and start taking from it on Yontif. However, Avalo Be'etzim Shiva Muksa, but you can't go and take wood that's in the storehouse for wood. A Muksa literally means like we use the term muksa on Shabbos. Muksa means set aside for something else. It's not used for that purpose on Shabbos. And therefore, it's muksa. So a muksa literally means a wood storehouse, which obviously on Shabbos you have no purpose for it. So to over here, even though we're dealing with Yontif, if this is something that you had set aside for some future purpose and not for Yontif usage, you wouldn't be allowed to go take the wood from this muksa. But the tevin from the arema, you'd be allowed to go and take. Now, obviously, there's a contradiction here. Why can you take from the arema's tevin and not from the eitzim shebe muksa? And the Gemara will discuss this. Gemara starts off and says, Tana im ef shel shanos mutter. We said at the beginning that you should try to carry it in a different way than usual, because it looks too much like Uvda the Chol and your Mezalzel and Yom Tif. However, if there is no choice, then there technically is no Isser over here. As Rashi says, Kigon Shazim in Orchim Harbe. You have a lot of guests coming to your house, but it's Orch Harbe, Harbe, Biachat. And it would be a tremendous Tircha if you have to go carry 20 boxes individually from your garage, let's say, to your house. And you have to go and bring each one of the 20 boxes individually. That would be 20 trips. That would be a real hassle if you could put 10 of them into a larger container at once and go bring them. That'd be much easier. So therefore, if there is no alternative, then you'd be allowed to go put them into this kupa. Asking Rava ben Mechuza, Rava, who on the side it says he was the Rebbe, he was the Rav in the town of Mechuza, Mechuza Iro Shel Rava. So he made the following takana for the people in Mechuza. And he said, if you're going to carry it, and we'll give a whole bunch of examples over here, if you're going to carry it in the normal way, you should try to make a shinoi. But ultimately, if there's no alternative, then you can carry it in the normal way. So when Rava made the takana, we'll first learn it like Rashi, then the Gra has a slightly different understanding. So we'll learn first like Rashi, the Doru Biduchaka. If you would carry something that would require a tremendous amount of work to carry it. Rashi says, Dochaka means Masui Sha'odim Yochid Nosel Ksefo Bechol Betorach. This is a large package that you can carry in your back with a great deal of effort. So if you want to go carry that on Yontif, instead carry it Lidro Biragla. Ragla is a certain type of a contraption. It's like a pitchfork, Rashi says, which basically allows you to relax it and put it down on the ground very easily. So it's some sort of like a pole that you carry, and the front part of the pole where you carry the thing can be let down to rest on the ground, so therefore it's much easier. So instead of carrying it bedochaka on your shoulder, carry it instead in this contraption, which again would demonstrate that you're not doing it in the normal way. It's a shinoi. If you normally would carry it with this contraption, this ragla, the darbe ragla, so now lidru be agra. Let him go instead, carry it on a different type of a pole that two people would carry. Again, this is a shinoi of some sort to show you're not doing it in a normal way. Darbe agra, if normally you'd be carrying it with this pole with two people, having the pole, let's say, on the shoulders and the thing being carried in between, so lidru be achbal. Go and carry it instead with some sort of a pole that you hold in your hand. Again, this wouldn't make it harder, Rashi points out, but it would be different. It would be enough of a shinoi to show people that you're doing it in a different way. The darbe achbal, if you go carry it normally with an achbal, so then Nifros Sudra Ilave. So then go and spread some sort of a kerchief, some sort of a sheet over it. And in this way, again, you're demonstrating you're doing it with a shinui. And in all these situations, if it's impossible to do it this way, Shari, then you'd be allowed to go and carry it. Now, why can't you spread out a kerchief on it? So, for example, Rashi says you don't have a kerchief. So then you'd be allowed to perfectly do it in the normal way, because as we just pointed out, the Amar in the Efshel Lashanos Mutter. Then, as the Brayis had brought down, if you're not able to make a change, you should ideally do so to demonstrate your chiba for Yontif and that you're not being mezalzel in Yontif. But push comes to shove, there is no real Isser involved over here. And you see the Hagos, he has a slightly different understanding over here. He brings down from the Rambam that the dochacha is with some sort of a pole, a moat. The ragla means you go and take it behind you, and the agra means on your back, and the achba means in your hand. Okay, he brings it down from the oruch. Similar idea, you have to make some sort of a shinoi. Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Chanan bar Rava l'Ravashi. Rav Chanan bar Rava says to Ravashi, Amar Rabbanan, Chacham told us, Kama de'ef shel shanuyei, Mishanenun biyomatova, where you can possibly make a shinoi on Yontif to demonstrate that you can't be mezalzel in Yontif, best to do so. Aye, if that's true, he said, how come v'hohani noshe, the women, the komalion chatzbayu, that they would go fill up their barrels, their jugs, the komalion chatzbayu, maya biyomatova, when they would go to the river and go fill up their barrels, jugs of water, you know, put them on their head and carry them. So how come v'lo komishanenun, we don't make them do it in a different way? And the rabbis didn't say boo. In other words, the rabbis seem to say that this is okay. So Amalei. So Ravashi answers Rav Chanan bar Rava, and he tells him Yishom de lo efshar, because this is an example of this brisa that we said in the efshar l'shano smuta. If there's no easy way to go and change around the way of doing it, you can do it in the normal way. Now, what over here is so difficult to have the women change it around? He says efshar that you can't do this because hechli over. What are we expecting these women to do? Demaya b'chatzva rabba tamale b'chatzva zuta. If they were carrying it in a larger jug, now they should carry it in a smaller jug, so they'd have to make more trips. Kol mavsha behilucha, and that's not a good thing. And yantif, they would spend 5 minutes getting the water. Now they're going to spend 20 minutes getting the water. That's not a good thing. That's not showing more love for yantif and protecting yantif. That's actually making yantif more difficult. If they filled it up previously with a small jug, now they fill up with a large jug. They're now carrying much more than they would have previously, so that's not a good idea. They should cover it up with some sort of a lid. They should put something on top of it to show that they're not doing it in the normal way. So zimnim denofil. What's going to happen? Sometimes it's going to fall off, and they're going to go and carry it. Now, that's the gerusa that we have. The concern over here is that if you had a lid on it and it's not tied down, it's going to fall off. However, the gro has the gerusa over here that it doesn't have this va'osa lasuye, and instead the gro's gerusa is tichasio benachtema zimin demafsik. It may break, and not that it's going to fall off and you put it back on, but it may break. So, in any event, the idea is the same, that there is no potential way to do it other than the normal way. Ticked, right? So the gifts that we have will continue is, so tie down this lid so it doesn't fall off, because zimnin de mifsik, you know, the tie that you put it down is going to break, v'osa l'miktere, and you're going to retie it again, and that would be a problem. I just put tifro sudri lave, so go put some sort of a kerchief or a cloth over the top of it. So again, we're concerned over here, zimnin de mitmish b'maya, this kerchief that you're going to put over this jug of water is going to fall into the jug of water, and it's going to get soaking wet. And you're going to squeeze it out by accident. And therefore, in all of these scenarios, there was no easy way to make a shinui, and therefore, like we pointed out in the Brice at the beginning of the Gemara, there's no way to go and change it from the normal way to a equally easy way to do it, then it's mutter. Therefore, hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, Rav Ashi told Rav Chanan bar Rava, that's why the rabbis didn't tell these women to go do it in a different way. Here you have Rava, who is the son of Rav Chanan, saying to Abaye. I'll give you another example where the rabbis didn't seem to go and make a big deal out of people doing something that they really shouldn't be doing. Tonight we learned in a Mishnah, Ein mitapchin, you're not allowed to go. Rashi says, mitapchin is yod of zulazu, to clap your hands. The Ein misafkin. Misafkin, Rashi tells us, means kafa yarech, to go and clap your hand onto your thigh, to make a noise in that way. Bein miraktim, and likewise, you're not allowed to go and dance. Rashi says, all of these are talking about beregel and yontif. And why can't you do any of these things, like clapping your hands or clapping on your thigh or dancing? The kulam nesu, Rashi says, mishum shavus, because of the concern, gezeir shem yesakin klishir. If we let you do all of this, you're going to want to have musical accompaniment with it, and all of a sudden you're going to take out a guitar, and then a guitar string is going to break, and people are going to fix the guitar string, and that's why we don't let you do all of these things. Tosus points out that this was true in those days. Tosus says, and nowadays, since we don't know how to fix these types of instruments, dafka b'yameim, show you b'ki and lassos cliché. Those days, people knew how to fix those musical instruments, or they were much simpler. So then shayach l'migzer, it was appropriate to make such a gzera. But Tosus says, avol didon, and onu b'ki and lassos cliché. He says, nowadays, that we have no idea how to fix it. He brought out a guitar and the string broke. Pearson wouldn't be able to fix it. So therefore, he says, lo shayach lemigzar, we don't make such a gzera. In Shulchan Aruch, this Tosos is not brought down by halacha. We still are concerned about this. And this whole separate discussion, when do we sometimes say that a gzera that no longer is applicable, does the gzera fall aside or not? So this is a whole separate discussion, not for now. In any event, the Gemara says, this is the question that Rava bar Rav Chanan asked to Abaye. We see that people are doing this. Nowadays, the chazinon, the avdin hachi. We see that the people are clapping their hands or dancing, the lo amrin, lo v'lo midi, and therefore, we don't go and do anything about it. How come? It's interesting, by the way. You're not allowed to dance on Yontif, so Simchas Torah is coming up. So how are people able to go dance on Simchas Torah? So many, many reasons are given for why this is permissible. And the bottom line is that it is permissible to dance on Simchas Torah, but it's not so clear that you can just dance all you want on a Shabbos or a Yontif. There are those that are makpid not to go and dance on a Shabbos or Yontif. In any event, how come the rabbis didn't say something? So Amalei, so Abaye tells back to Rava, Bar Rav Chanan, and he says, Ulutaymech, according to you, Hodu Amar Rava, that which Rava said, this is not Rava Bar Rav Chanan, this is the Rava, the famous Rava, Rava Abaye and Rava. That which Rava said, Lo Leisiv Inish Apuma De Lechia, when a person is making a lechi at the corner of a three-sided mavi. So you want to not carry from the mavi, which technically you're allowed to carry in the mavi if it's three sides. It's halachically considered enclosed, but it's right next to Rishus HaRabim. So if you remember back from the halachos of Shabbos, when we learned the Gemara in Shabbos, we said that you can put up a lechi or a korah on that fourth side as a reminder, as a hecker, that, hey, you're not allowed to carry beyond this point. So Rava had said that a person shouldn't sit right by the edge of this three-sided mavui that has the lechi there, because if you're a foot away from the Rishus HaRabim and you're holding something, duma migander lechefetz, you're holding something and it's going to roll away from you, and you're going to go and bring it back, and you're going to go carry it from the Rishus HaRabim that now fell into, back into the Rishus HaYochid. We delete the words Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim because you're not worried about carrying it Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. We're worried about carrying it from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So those words are incorrect. It's just it's such a familiar usage of Osil Asuya Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim. Mustama that the editor put it in by accident. But in any event, the concern here is that if you're sitting right by the edge of the Rishus HaYochid and something were to fall from your hand into the Rishus HaRabim, you'll forget yourself and carry it by accident back from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid. So you're not allowed to do that, Rava said. But Vohani Noshi, but the women, the Shaklon Chatzbayu, when they would go take their jugs and they would go sit right by the edge of the Mavui, for Ozlam Vyotzan Apuma de Mavawa, Velo Amrinalu Velo Midi. Rava had said, you're not allowed to do this because we're concerned that it may roll away from you and you go bring it back in. And yet the women did this and the Rabbanim didn't go and say, hey, you're not allowed to do that. So how come? So Abaye tells this Rava by Rav Chanan, not Rava, but this Rava by Rav Chanan, he says, Ella Hanachlam, so why didn't the rabbi say anything to those women there? And why don't the rabbi say to the people that are clapping and dancing on Yom Tov Shabbos, Hanachlam li Yisrael mutav shiyu shogin v'ayu mezidin. There's a general rule that we have, and you're going to have to know how to apply it and when, that it's much better if somebody's not going to listen to you, or you assume that they're not going to listen to you, and they're doing something now, by accident, without knowing that it's wrong, it's preferable not to tell them that they're doing something wrong, because now they're going to know that they're doing something wrong and they're still going to do it. So you have to figure out under what situations this applies. If there's a chance that a person will listen to you, then you're mechuyev to go and give them tochacha. To give them a hochacha that they in fact should, you know, hey, you're not allowed to go wash your car on Yontif. So the person says, oh, I didn't know you're not allowed to do that. And then they'll stop. But if the person's going to continue washing his car on Yontif anyway, so then it's better, mutav shu shogin, that he does this with thinking that it's nothing wrong with doing it, that he's not doing an isser. Once you tell him that you're not allowed to do that, and now he's willfully going and doing it, that's worse. And he said over there, hochanami, just like we said in this case with the women with barrels by the edge of the lechi, so too over here, in our case with the dancing and the clapping of the hands, hanach len lisrol, we'd better to let the Jewish people be, mutav shiyu shogin v'ayu mezidin, because they're not going to listen to us. Again, you have to assume that that's the situation, that we apply this principle, mutav shiyu shogin, better that they do it accidentally rather than doing it on purpose, because you're assuming that they will listen to you. If there's a chance, again, that they'll listen to you, then you have to go and tell them. Now, the Gemara qualifies these words and says, Vahani mili, when do we say that we apply this principle, mutav shiyu shogin v'ayu mezidin? That's only by din derabbanan, because we assume that the people may not know it. No, avo b'daraisa, things that are daraisa, which we assume, at least in those days, everybody knew them. So then, lo, they didn't have Jews that were so much off the derech in those days. The basic people knew the dinim daraisa. And therefore, you can't assume that the person is a shogeg in the din daraisa in the times of the Gemara. And therefore, you have to tell him, hey, you're not allowed to do that. And then he's already amazing if he continues to do it. So he's doing it amazing anyway. And as opposed to that he was a shogeg, and now you're making him into amazing. Now, this applies in those days. But the Gemara says, lohi, that's not correct. Lo shno b'daraisa, lo shno b'darabban. Even in those days, it didn't apply to a deraisa only and not a derabbanan. We still don't tell people because Doha Toseves Yom Kippurim, for example, in the din of Toseves Yom Kippurim, which is a din Doraisa, but it's not Beferish written in the Torah. Doraisa, it is a din Doraisa. You have to add on a little bit at the beginning of Yom Kippur, a little bit at the end of Yom Kippur, and nevertheless, people va'ochli v'shasu ad shechashecha. That's the correct girsa. The people were eating all the way up until the time of Yom Kippur. They would stop a second or two before the Shkia, and nevertheless, the rabbis didn't say anything. The rabbis didn't say anything. So you see that even though this is in the Raisa, if the people don't know it, the principle is still around, the same idea. If the people are doing something b'shogeg, and now you're going to tell them, and they're going to do it anyway, and therefore you're changing from b'shogeg to mezid, mutu shu shogeg, now you mezid. Better that they not be told that they're doing something wrong, rather than to now do it b'mezid. Again, therefore, the Gemara seems to say in those days that if it was Beferish written in the Torah, so then it would be something that we wouldn't apply this principle of Mutu Shushokin. However, nowadays, when so many people have no clue, Nebuch, as to what's written in the Torah, they have no idea that it's also to do things on Shabbos, even though it says Beferish in the Torah, Lo Sala Reish B'chol Moshe Osechem, they don't know you're not allowed to turn on lights, allowed to turn on electricity. So therefore, one can apply, according to many, this principle of Mutav Shushokin, even something that's Beferish in the Torah. Again, this is a very specific din. You have to learn all the halacha l'maisa details of, which we're not doing right now. Here we're just introducing the concept. Now we quote the Mishnah. We said there was a steer in the Mishnah. It said that you're allowed to go take from the Arei Masa Tevin, from this pile of straw that was not used previously and wasn't set aside to be used for burning purposes. And now on Yontif, you need it, you're allowed to take it. But you can't take it from the Eitzim Shiva Muktzah because they were designated for something else. So the steer obviously is, it says, Maskilim Arei Masa Tevin. We quote the Mishnah. Samar of Kahana, so Samaris, Maskilim Ba'otzer Tchila. From the first part of the end of the Mishnah, it says you can't take from the Arei Masa Tevin. It implies that you can go take from something that wasn't mezuman. It wasn't ready or set to be used for firewood. Nevertheless, since it could be used for firewood, you'll have to go take it. So Mani, whose opinion is this? You can take from the Arei Masa Tevin. Obviously, this is Rabbi Shimon. He did Lesley Muksa. He doesn't know from Muksa, at least not in general, the simple understanding that something is has to be muchan in order to be used. He says, no, stam, it's muchan to be used because it could be used. Now, keep on reading. The next part says, Abalo be'etzim sheba muktza. So therefore, that is clearly the opinion also of Rabbi Yehuda, the Isli muktza. He obviously holds it this muktza. So without mentioning it, you seem to be switching Tana on us. The first Tana is Rabbi Shimon, and then immediately later, you have a second later without mentioning that there's a new opinion. You have Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the way Mishnayos are normally stated. So Gemara says, no. First teretz that we give over here is Hocha be'arze v'yashuche askinon, that the second part would even be muktza, even according to Rabbi Shimon. This is all Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says there's no muktza, that's why you can take from the Arei Masa Tevin. But why can't you take the Eitzim Shebe Muktza? Because these Eitzim were not used for firewood. They were specifically used, Rashi says, the Arzei v'ashuche are ein odom masik osam the omdim lebinyan. These are specialized 2x4s. This person ordered these fancy 2x4s to go and build his house, to go and build something, and therefore he would never use them as firewood. They're totally out of his mind. This is like grogrosut smukin. This is like the drying fruit that's going in to become dried figs or to become raisins, and there's no way, they're not edible, and therefore they're out of your mind, and therefore they can't be used. So too, these fancy 2x4s, that's the arze, the ashuchi, Rashi says, are eres nekeva. This is a female type of cedar wood. Again, there's a specialized type of wood that you would never, ever think to use for firewood. It's too expensive. Each piece of wood costs $20, and you know, a firewood costs a penny. So therefore, you would never use this, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Shimon, who normally holds Lesley Muktza, says in the case of the Arzei V'yashuche, that's what we're dealing with, the Muktza Machmas Chisoron Kis. Because it's so expensive, the person put it out of his mind that wasn't going to use it as firewood, and therefore can't use it as firewood. And Vafilu, Rabbi Shimon Moda, this even Rabbi Shimon is Moda too. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two is to explain it all according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ikar D'Masi La Sefer. Others say that this is starting off with the Sefer, where we say, Be'etzim Sheva Muktza, no. Avalo Be'etzim Sheva Muktza, because Amar Rav Kahana, Zos Omeres, Ein Maschilin Be'otzer Tchila, because you're not allowed to use something that is Muktza. This Otzer wasn't planning to be used, and therefore you can't use it L'chatchila without having been mezamin it. And whose opinion is this, Mani? This is Rabbi Yehuda, the Islay Muktza. Obviously, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a Muktza. Aye, then how come Emoresha, Maschilin Arei Mas Tevin, he seems to allow you to go use the Arei Mas Tevin? Now also, if you're saying that this is Rabbi Yehuda, you shouldn't allow it. So therefore, Asal Rabbi Shimon, the Lesley Muktza, does the Resha appear to be the opinion of Rabbi Shimon? Again, in the same Mishnah, without attributing it to two different Tanoim, we don't want to say it's two different Tanoim. So here the Gemara says, no, the whole thing is Rabbi Yehuda. And the Eisim Shem Muktzah is his Shita, because he holds Shem Muktzah. In the Aremus HaTevin, why does he seem to say that that's allowed? Because this isn't the normal Aremus HaTevin, because Gemara says, Hosam B'tivna Sarya. This Tevin cannot be used for any normal purposes, for example, for making it into cement and using it to make bricks, because it is Tibna Sarya. It can't be used for anything else. It can't be used to feed an animal, and it can't be used for building purposes. It's spoiled, decayed tevin, and the only thing it's good for is burning. Therefore, by definition, it's mezuman, even according to Yehuda, who normally holds mukzah. Here, there's no other purpose for it, so therefore, he can use it on yontif. Where it says, Tivna Sarya, hachazilatina. Okay, you can't feed it to your animals. Your animals get sick if they eat this spoiled straw, but why can't you use it for bricks? So therefore, make it into cement. Someone says, no, this may cause it, because you can't go and knead it properly because there's thorns in it, and the thorns will prevent you from going and kneading it properly to make it into cement. That's why it is only good for firewood, and in this situation, even Rabbi Huda holds it's not mukzah. We turn to the Amud Beis. We start the next Mishnah. Einotlin, notice this is in the plural, Einotlin, people cannot go and take Eitzim min ha-sukkah. You can't take wood from your sukkah. Now here we're not necessarily talking about sukkah on sukkahs. We'll have this discussion in the Gemara, but right now we're actually talking about from on Pesach or Shavuos, on Yontif. You can't go and take wood from a sukkah. It was set up as a booth, as a hut, ella min hasomuchla, except from what is next to it. Again, Rashi points out here, we're talking about on Pesach or Atzeres, on Pesach or Shavuos, the Yoshe B'sukkah Begina, and he's sitting out in his garden in a hut, or in a paradise, or in his orchard, so you're not allowed to go take the wood. Hey, I need some wood. Ein notlin eitzim min ha-sukkah. You can't take the wood from this hut, from this booth, ella min ha-somach, only from that which is next to it. Okay, now, what does it mean, that which is next to it? It means on the ceiling, on the roof, on the schach. So you have a thick schach, so you're allowed to take off some of the top off there. You'll still have a roof to it, so you're not considered ruining the hut. And the Gemara starts off, it says, Maishnom in Asukah Delo, the Kosas Arala. It says, why aren't you allowed to take it from the rooftop, from the schach area, because you'd be destroying this tent, and you're not allowed to go and destroy this oil, this booth, this hut, on Yontif. So, min ha-somachlo, so even if you're taking a little bit from the top, so, nami kosasar ha-lo, that also is considered destroying it. How does it allow you, well, I'm not taking off the entire roof, I'm only taking off part of the roof, so just like you can't take off the whole roof, you can't take off part of the roof. How does min ha-somach help you at all? Someone says, you're right, that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you're taking off part of it from the schach part, from the rooftop part. I'm Yudah Meshmul. My somach, what does it mean, somach? It means somach l'dfanos. It means that you're talking about that which is next to the walls, but not that which is next to the roof. As Rashi explains, we're dealing here with reeds or wood. Haniskofim svivos l'dfanos. It's standing up next to the dfanos. Kivishlo nergu im hadofen. It's not woven into it. It's not actually participating as part of the wall. And therefore, lo botle l'gabi dofen. It's not considered subordinate to the wall. Ve'eno dome l'somuch l'schach. And it's different than you have extra wood on the top that you'd want to take off some of the top of the schach, the roof of the sukkah. Shasach eno oruk. Even there, though, it's not woven in. Because l'ficha chachol shabeh ha'ayon kitachton sachu, on the top, even if it's not woven in, it's all considered one entity. And therefore, removing part of it or all of it is usher. But in the walls, since the walls are not woven together, something leaning on the wall, that would be allowed to be taken away, but the wall itself you wouldn't be able to use. Okay, that's the teretz of Yehuda Omar Shmuel. Samuch means samuch l'dvanos, but not on the rooftop. Rabbi Menashe gives a different teretz. Rabbi Menashe Omar, afilu tema b'she'ein samuch l'dvanos. You could even be talking about that it's not next to the walls, but it's on the rooftop. So how come it's not a problem of stira, of taking it down? Because ki tanya hi bisuraisa. What the Mishnah is talking about, that you're allowed to go take it min ha-samach, it means from things that are bundled and thrown on top of the roof, and the purpose that they were put there is to dry them out. So obviously they were never meant to be part of the schach. So when you have just loose pieces of additional wood on the top, so he wouldn't necessarily disagree with the idea that you can't take it from the schach, but you could take it, like Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel said, from the dfanos. The Rav Nashi is saying that this was never part of the schach. This were bundles. Asuraisa means it's bundled up. So he put bundles of reeds or wood up on the top of the schach to dry them out. And now, when he's taking them down, they clearly, that's not part of the ohel, and therefore there is no problem of stira, of destroying or removing from a holo. He's not being sosar ohala. Mark continues and says, Tanya, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, kamei de Rav Yochanan. Rav Chiya bar Yosef learned the following brisa in front of Rav Yochanan. And he said, Ein notlin eitzim in asukkah, elam in asomach lo, This is exactly what our Mishnah said. The first part of the Brice is exactly what our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to take wood from the sukkah unless it's from the adjacent part to it, min ha-samach lo. Rabbi Shimon Mati, here the Brice adds that Rabbi Shimon permitted you to go and do this. But both the Tanakama, who was Aseret, and Rabbi Shimon, who was Matrit, Vishavim, Besukas HaChag. Now, here we're dealing with a sukkah, a real sukkah, on Chag Sukkos, Sukkas HaChag, B'chag, using the wood from a sukkah on Sukkos, that would be Shasura. Everybody would agree, even Rabbi Shimon, who's Matir, would say that that's not allowed, because that wood is specifically hooked solo mitzvah, so that's set aside for the mitzvah of sukkah, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to go and take anything from it. Unless, if you're to make it tonight, that when you're putting up your sukkah, I'm reserving the right to go take some of this wood, even on sukkahs, hakol lefi tano. The Braisa concludes and says, if you made it tonight, as long as you made the tonight correctly, we can follow what you said in your tonight. Now, let's explain this. We go first and look at the first part, which says Rabbi Shimon Matir. The Braisa added on to our Mishnah and said that Rabbi Shimon is Matir. How come Rabbi Shimon be Matir to go and take it either, like we said, from the rooftop in the first opinion, like Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, or in the second opinion, from Menashe, that you're taking it from the wall part, and each of them gave their head. Rav Yehuda Mishmuel said that we're dealing here with that it was the wall and not from the top, because you're not allowed to ever take it from the top. Rav Menashe said, you're only allowed to take it from the top because it's Bisur Isa, but you wouldn't be allowed to go take it from the top if it's not Bisur Isa. So how could Rabbi Shimon allow this? You are going and deconstructing the booth. So I'm Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak. The reason why Rabbi Shimon was matir because ha besukah no felis askin. We're dealing over here with a sukkah that was falling down. It was about to collapse, and therefore Rabbi Shimon was taimei. The less le muktzah, he holds that there is no concern of muktzah. More will explain momentarily. We're talking about a sukkah that was about to collapse even before yontif. So therefore, it's mezuman that it was going to fall, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon, there's no muktzah concern whatsoever. We'll explain that in a moment. But in any event, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we're dealing here besukah no felis askinan, and Rav Shimon the taimei the less le muktzah. He doesn't hold the muktzah, the tanya, because you learn in the brisa most of Hashem and Shibaner. If you have extra oil in a candle, in a candlestick, shibakara, or in a plate, it's aser. So the Tanakhama holds that that is designated for fire, and therefore you can't use that oil even if the fire goes out, because that was muktzah, was set aside to be used for the fire, and therefore any extra oil that's left over can't be used. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Shimon says, no, you're allowed to, because if the fire goes out, that extra oil you expect to be able to use. So therefore, so too over here, with the sukkah, there's extra wood, you're allowed to go take it. Where it says, are the two cases similar? Is the case of the shemen in the nair or in the kara, where you're expecting that oil to eventually be available, the same as the wood in this hut? Who says you're expecting that to be available? Me dummy. The candle's going to go out, and there's always going to be some oil left there. It doesn't burn it up perfectly. So you're expecting there to be oil left over, and therefore that's why it's not muktzah, according to Rabbi Shimon. But in the case of the sukkah, adam yoshev mitzapeh masai tipol sukkaso, are you expecting the sukkah to fall down, that wood should be mukhan, according to Rabbi Shimon? So where it says yes, like I mentioned a moment ago. That's exactly what we're dealing with. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, hocha besukkah re'uah. We're dealing over here with a very, very weak sukkah. It's a sukkah re'uah. It's about to fall down before yontif askinan. And therefore, the esmol, even before yontif, daiti alabi, says, oh, that hut's going to fall down. And when it falls down, I plan on using the wood. Therefore, there is no muktzah concern. Then we quote the last part of the Braisa. We said that the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon both agree that when you're dealing with a sukkah on the yontif of sukkahs, that you can't use it unless you make it tonight. V'shavim besukkahs chachak b'chak shehu sheyasura, unless v'himisno aleha hakol lefitano, unless you made it tonight. Gemara says, umi mahani but tonight? How does the tonight work in this situation? After all my Rav Sheishas, Mishum Rav Akiva, Rav Sheishas said the name of Rav Akiva. Now Rav Sheishas lived as an Amora many, many decades after Rabbi Akiva, and that's why he uses Lashon Mishum Rabbi Akiva. He didn't hear it directly from Rabbi Akiva. He heard it from his Rabbi, he heard it from his Rabbi, he heard it from his Rabbi, who heard it directly from Rabbi Akiva and mentioned many times. When we use the term Mishum, it means he didn't hear it from him directly. So Rav Sheishas had heard over, said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, the following. How do we know that the wood of your sukkah is also all 7 days of sukkah? Because the pasuk says Shenemar Chag Hasukos Shivas Yomim Lashem. We have this in the Gemara in Sukkah as well. We have it here again. It says that you're supposed to make sukkahs for all 7 days, and it goes Lashem. The Tanya, we learn in the Brayta, so Yehuda Maseira Omer, he says, Minayin she kishem shechol shem shamayim al chagiga, kachol shem shamayim al sukkah, just like the korban chagiga belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to the sukkah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during sukkahs. Talmud Lomar, chag asukos shivas yomim lahashem, ma chag lahashem av sukkah lahashem. So therefore, the sukkah is designated and set aside all 7 days of sukkahs. So therefore, how can you tell me that you're allowed to make it tonight against Masha Kosu B'Torah? So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rav Menashe B'Rei D'Rava, Rav Menashe, who's the son of Rava, said, say for when we said that you can make it tonight, Asan L'Sukkah D'Alma, that's talking about a regular sukkah, nothing to do with the laws of sukkos. That's on Pesach or on Atzeres. Aval Sukkah D'Mitzvah, but a sukkah on sukkahs, Lo Mahani B'Tanoi, there you can't make it tonight. So the tonight only works if you want to go and take the wood off this booth, this hut, on Pesach or Shavuos. If you made it tonight, then there's no problem. But on Sukkot, a tonight doesn't work. Sukkot the mitzvah, lo mahani but tonight. A tonight doesn't work. So more questions is, really? The Sukkot the mitzvah, lo? You're telling me that you can't make it tonight in regards to the Sukkot of the mitzvah? But I'll show you. We learned in a Braisa, for Tanya, Sichecha kihilchusa. We learned in Sukkot that if you go and put up the schach, the way the schach is supposed to be put up, and then you go and decorate it, the itra, and you go and crown it, bikrumim, with all sorts of tapestries, or basadidim, and cloths, hamasuyarim, colored cloths, pictures on them. You make all these decorations. Or, betola boy, gozim, you go hang from the schach, you hang gozim, walnuts, shkedim, almonds, afarsikim, those are peaches, rimon, pomegranates, uparkile, anovim, or clusters of grapes, or yenos, shmonim, uslosos, you put in containers. Obviously, the others you can hang directly. But here, you put your wine, or your oil, or your flour into some sort of container, and you hang it from the ceiling. Batoros, shibolim, or you hang these crowns of grain, wreaths of grain. Also, listopic men, you're not allowed to go and take from them, because they were hooked, so linoi sukkah. And this is true for entire sukkahs. Ad motzei yontif v'achron shulchag. This is true even till after Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day, so this would be until after Shmini Atzeres. And Chutz Laretz would be until after Simchas Torah, because each time it's hooked to the mitzvah, so through the Bein HaShemashos of the preceding day, and that's therefore going to make it hooked to the mitzvah, so even on Shmini Atzeres, when there is no more a mitzvah of sukkah. But the Braisek said, Vim hisna aleim hakol fitno. If you made it tonight, then you are allowed to take it off. So this is the mitzvah, and you see that it tonight works. So if you can do a mitzvah for the noy sukkah, if you can make it tonight on the noy sukkah, so why can't you do it for the sukkah itself? So Abaye v'Rava, both of them, Dami Tavaya, they both said no. But Omer, any bold of him called Banishmashos over here with the itra b'krum, the sadin and mitzuyarim, etc., all the fruits and the oils and the wine, etc., because you can make a halachically valid statement to say that during the Banishmashos period of time, from one day to the next, I'm not removing myself from it. In other words, I want to have the usage of this the entire Bein HaShemashos period of time. According to many, it has to be the entire Bein HaShemashos period of time that you're not bold on mimeno. So I'm reserving the right to drink this wine during the entire Bein HaShemashos period of time, and therefore, the lo chol kedusha alayu. Therefore, it doesn't really get the full kedusha of noy sukkah, and therefore, it isn't something that is muktza. The lo chol kedusha alayu. There is no kedusha on it. But you can't do that for the sukkah. I will not say sukkah. What are you going to say? I'm not removing myself from it. You're not allowed to go and deconstruct it during the Bein HaShemashos period of time. The chol kedusha alayu. You can't go take it off, because that would be binyan and stira in the sukkah. You're not allowed to go and take apart the sukkah. So therefore, the kedusha came on it anyway during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, and therefore, iskatsoi l'shiva. Once it's migud iskatsoi Bein HaShemashos, iskatsoi kula yoma kula. So therefore, it's going to be also that full day. And the next day, Bein HaShemashos, same thing happens. Next day, same thing happens. And that's why it's also, the sukkah is also all 7 days of sukkah until after Shmini Atzeres. Now the Gemara says, how is this different than that which we said? Hifrish shivu esrogim l'shivah yomim. If a person set aside 7 esrogim, he wants to be mahadid, have a fresh new esrog every day. He doesn't want to use one that's already been used, and therefore he sets aside 7 esrogim for the 7 days of sukkahs. So are they muktzah the other days? So I'm a rab. Rab said, kol achas v'achas yotzei ba v'ochlo li'alter. He says, as soon as you fulfill the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, you take the dalet minim, so boom, Rav says that very day, it's not even hooks or limits also for the rest of that day. You fulfill the mitzvah, boom, now it's an esrog, and you can go put it in your tea. You can eat it. Ravasi disagrees a little bit. Ravasi, no, kol achas yotzei bo, that day that you designated it, each one of the esrogim on a different day, that day you can't eat it. That day, the entire day, it still could be used for the mitzvah by somebody else. So therefore, that day it can't be eaten. But the next day, you can go and eat it. So here, clearly, you are allowed to make a tanai, even though it was also during that day. So how come the wood of the sukkah on sukkah should be any different? So Gemara says, there's a difference between an esrog and a sukkah. Why is that?
In regards to the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, it's only during the daytime. So at the nighttime, you've broken apart the mitzvah. So the mitzvah on day one is different than the mitzvah on day two, which is different than the mitzvah on day three. And therefore, you could make a tanai that on this day, it is only designated for the mitzvah, because the next day is a totally separate mitzvah. Kol chad v'chad yoma mitzvah b'yapei nafshehu. In regards to the esrog, each day is a totally separate entity because there's an intervening period of time, nighttime, when you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. But sukkah is one continuous long mitzvah, all 7 days, day and night. Hacha by sukkah, to lo mizikul lelos miyamim. At nighttime, you also have to sit in the sukkah. And therefore, kulu yomei the sukkah, all the days of sukkah, kechada yoma arichta domi. It's considered like one long mitzvah. And therefore, you can't go and make it tonight different by the sukkah than by the esrog. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shir.